Oh, wow. It must have been really cramped in that Pokeball. You look a little disoriented. And you probably don't know where you are, do you? Since you're Rocket's head honcho, I'll be nice and I'll tell you. You've been brought to the newest Pokemon gym. Let's call it the Pain City Pokemon Gym. I'm the new gym leader here. My name's Brittany. By now you're probably thinking, okay, bitch, who made you queen of the Pokeverse? And how do I get out of this goddamn cage? Well, here's your problem. You made me gym leader here. You and the rest of Team Rocket. When you cockless goons kidnapped me and forced me to fight in the arena, and treated me like a fucking animal, you taught me a few very important lessons. One, it's surprisingly easy to talk Team Rocket scientists into giving up their experimental Pokeballs. It just took a little bit of dirty talk. A little bit of flirting. It's almost as if they wanted to see you thugs get punished. Two, your Team Rocket warehouse makes for a banging fight club, doesn't it? Hell, I barely had to change the decor. Just add a few bleachers for the spectators and now we're ready to ramble. And three, speaking of bleachers, do you know how easy it was to fill the seats in my new gym? It turns out a lot of people in your town are just dying to see your balls get punched off by a Hitmonchan. Stealing Pokemon and bicycles is one thing, but under your leadership, Rocket's made real enemies now that you're into human sex trafficking. Nonetheless, all these concerned adults who want to see you put in your rightful place, they've all gathered here to cheer. Oh, look, even Officer Jenny's in the audience turning a blind eye. And it looks like Nurse Joy's taking time off from the Poke Center to watch too. But you know what? I'm a generous gym leader. I want you to have the same chance that you gave me. So you're going to watch as I pit your Team Rocket colleagues against my best Pokemon. You get to watch and learn before I sic my pocket monsters on your little pocket monster. Or, to be plain, we're all gonna watch you squirm while I mince your mates into Pokemon Chow. Oh, I should probably warn you. My Pokemon are all rescues from the crates that you warehoused here. Can you imagine being stolen, starved, and tormented for months, and then suddenly you're given the chance to go balls out on your captors in the arena? I know I can. Oh, and FYI, to train my new teammates, I had them practice on hot dogs and hard-boiled eggs. Let's get this match started, shall we? Aw, look, our first challenger's a little shy in the arena. It's okay, little guy. I wonder if it's because he's naked, scared, and surrounded by hundreds of cheering people. Or if it's because he knows whatever Pokemon I'll use will probably eat his little worm like a Weedle. Oh. Ooh, I have an idea. Maybe you can give him some encouragement. I'll even let you know which Pokemon I'm about to use. It's a Doduo. You know how to defend against a Doduo, right? Go on, tell him how. Oh yeah, that's right. Once you've been captured, you can only say your own name. Babbles Babbles. Remember? In your friend's case here, I renamed him to Pecker. Ironically, the only word he can say is exactly the vulnerable little body part my Doduo is interested in. A pecker pecks a pecker's pecker. Say that 5 times fast. I mean, I'd tell you to if you could still speak like a person. Oh, look at him. He's trying to keep his precious bits away from those sharp beaks. Trying to run from my Doduo's attacks. Here's a shocker. Doduo can run 60 miles an hour. And it has two beaks. Whereas your friends have soft, juicy worms between their legs. Go on, run as fast as you can. Doduo will just reach up between your thighs and pluck off both of your balls. And at the same time if I order him to. You think I should? Order my Doduo to drill peck his gross little pecker? Doduo, go! Oh, look at those beaks go! Just ripping at his foreskin. Oh, the little mushroom head and his flaccid shaft. You know what they say. The early bird gets the worm. So, what do you think? Should I let him keep his testicles after ripping his pecker to shreds? Hey, come on now, Doduo. No need to fight over his pathetic little package. There should be one for each of you in the bag. See? Doduo, use pluck. Oh, fuck, they ripped both of his pathetic little balls clean out of his scrotum. Oh, and in one graceful motion, Doduo sent them flying through the air. There they go. Oh, bye. Ooh, right into the front row of the audience. Sorry, I didn't know that was going to be a splash zone. Looks like your friend fainted even before his precious testicles hit the audience. Can we get a cleanup in the front row, please? It's fucking disgusting. Oh my god. Did you see that? I know I felt violated when Team Rocket subjected me to this animal treatment, but at least I got to keep all my bits and pieces. Doduo just scattered your friend's little pecker and worthless contents of his scrotum all over the arena. Okay, Wiener, sorry to keep you waiting. Please watch your step. If you slip on any of those gross little cock bits, you might get roasted early. Oh, didn't I mention? I'm using elemental types, too. Now you probably expect me to summon a Charizard to boil your friend's wrinkly little berries, right? But I have something much more satisfying in mind. Have you ever seen what a Rapidash can do to a hot dog with its flame hooves? If you've never seen it, let me explain while your cowardly teammate runs away like a scared little girl. Imagine being chased by a creature that has four hot irons on its feet. Now, imagine those irons can run about 150 miles per hour. Finally, imagine that creature absolutely hates those disgusting bits dangling between your legs. And that's my Rapidash. Rapidash, use Fire Blast. Ooh. Oh, good thing that was a low-level attack. All it did was singe off all his body hair. I thought his wiener was pathetic to begin with. Now it looks even more vulnerable. Like a sad little mole rat with its nest burned down. Oh, look, he's figured out he can't outrun his punishment. And I thought all your henchmen were stupid. He's backing away slowly, keeping an eye on those flaming hooves. Aw, was that your friend's missing testicle he just slipped on? I told him to be careful. Well, I guess now that he's splayed out on the ground and exposed. Rapidash! Use flamethrower on his wiener. Yes. Oh. Oh, nothing like a good old-fashioned weenie roast. Ooh, that looks like it burns. Ugh, the smell of burning hair is disgusting. All right, Rapidash, finish him off. Stomp on his worthless sack and use overheat. Yeah, cook those little eggs right inside the bag. Oh, Rapidash, I didn't tell you to do that. Damn, it looks like we're having scrambled eggs today. Did Wiener just faint? Well, that's a win for Rapidash. It looks like we even got a tiny shriveled leather pouch to commemorate the victory. Hi! I'm just gonna warn you, that last match made me a little bit queasy. Not that seeing Team Rocket get their testicles turned into meatballs would make me lose my appetite, but the smell of the burnt hair, nobody likes that. I'll tell you what, to make this match go a little faster, if your friend Dicklet would grovel in the dirt before my feet, I might consider letting him keep his useless manhood. Did I say Dicklet? Okay, you got me. I named your limp dick henchman Dicklet. You can tell because he won't stop saying it. And yes, you might have also noticed that I've been naming your friends by how they'll be mutilated. Dicklet won't get his jewels crushed by a Diglett, necessarily. That would be cliche. So instead, he can fight... Cubone, go! Oh, look at your man cowering at my feet. He's on his knees and he's shaking. Wait, is he getting an erection? Oh, for fuck's sakes. Hey, everyone. Look, Dicklet used Harden. It's not very impressive, is it? I mean, effective. If you can't see it from where you're sitting, don't worry. We'll have the cameras really zoom in here between his thighs. Aw, see? Even when he's standing at attention, it's barely longer than my finger. Okay, back to the fight. Dicklet here's still begging at my feet for mercy. Well, I guess having him down near the ground like this does expose his most vulnerable and sensitive bits. Just the perfect position to get your little boner bone clubbed, isn't it? Cubone, go! Bone versus boner. Oh, did it just snap? Oh, damn, that's brutal. It looks like he's gonna spend his entire turn screaming about his broken Dicklet. Well then, Cubone, Meryl whack his sack until he takes this battle seriously. Yeah, harder. Good job, Cubone. Oh, jeez. If having his pathetic dick and balls splattered between his legs isn't gonna make him pass out, I don't know what will. Cubone, finish him off with stomping tantrum. I thought so. For this battle, I think I'll change things up a bit. Machamp, I choose you. Now, you might be wondering, after I've made all your other comrades wait to see what I'll summon, why reveal my Machamp so early? Because your buddy here, who I've generously named Tiny Member, is about to have a really bad day. And I want all of us to savor in the testicle. I mean, spectacle. Machamp, use Grapple on Tiny Member. There, see? Machamp is 5 feet and 300 pounds of rippling muscle. With four arms to hold your friend's limbs outstretched and off the ground, I can have Machamp do all kinds of delicious things to him. Why don't we start by parading him around the arena? Naked and exposed and vulnerable. So everyone in the audience can get a real good look. Aw, look at your friend using struggle. How cute. Again, not very effective. Especially since Machamp only needs half his arms to hold tiny members' wrists apart. I do like watching that gross little dick waggle around as he desperately tries to break free. Unfortunately, I don't have all day. And the crowd came here for a show, right? A weak little shit like your friend won't provide much of a fight, however, so I think I'll just let Machamp use his worthless balls as a speed bag. Why not get in a little training before Tiny Member passes out, right? What do you say? Machamp, use all-out pummeling on his tiny dangly pouch. Holy crap, I've never seen those fists move so fast. Oh, and his dick's flopping left and right with each punch. Could you imagine how terrible it would be to have your worthless nuts beaten to a pulp? His sack is all red and bruised and swollen. But his limp little member looks unscathed. Wait a second, how could I forget his tiny member? Machamp, use crush grip! What? You missed? Is it too small to get a good grip? Maybe try just using two fingers on that little purple mushroom thing on the end. Go on. Crush the sensitive head of his tiny little member. Harder, Machamp. Yeah, just like that. Oh, come on. Just rip off his useless, disgusting scrotum and be done with this. Hey there, little fella. Oh, come on, don't cry. Wow, it looks like your team is really demoralized. I guess seeing so many severed penises and crushed testicles decorating the gym will do that. So, I'll tell you what. Little Twig. That's your friend's name, by the way. Little Twig. Little Twig. I'm gonna give you an advantage. You're just so cute. Oh, and you're second to the last, and so far I haven't lost a single Pokemon. So I'm gonna let you fight my smallest, weakest monster. Okay? All right, Oddish, I choose you. Oh, why are you still trembling? My Oddish is hardly anything. He's just a little sprout. It barely weighs more than 10 pounds. Come on, cheer up. You've got a huge advantage. You might even win this one if you can keep from cowering and maybe try to protect that vulnerable little coin purse of yours. Yeah, there we go. There's the fighting spirit. Go on, you can win one. Win it for Team Rocket. Oddish, use leech seed. No. This isn't some kind of joke attack. Sure, the seed just bounced off and landed at his feet, but... your friend just punted my Oddish halfway across the arena! Nobody touches my little bush and gets away with it! Oddish, use Stun Spore! There we go. Now, under paralysis, he'll forfeit his next turn, and he'll still be able to feel everything. Do you see that seed sprouting there? Yeah, that seed you were making fun of. It's got a flexible pod at the end to clamp down on the sensitive little tip of his penis. Oh, I love the horrified look on his face right now. If only he knew what was in store for his twig and berries. You see, my Oddish's leech seed is quite special. It puts out a leech pod that goes looking for seed to consume. Male seed, for example. There it goes. It's pumping and milking his cock. Ooh, making him spurt his sticky, disgusting cum. That didn't take very long. Huh? Oh no, it doesn't hurt. In fact, it's quite pleasurable, I'm told. But when your friend's little twig no longer has seed for the leech pod to consume, that's when things get really interesting. Oh my god. Is he coming again? And again. Three. Oh my god, he's got so much to give. And the crowd is counting along to the number of times he's wasted his string shot.
Five!
Oh, fuck. I don't think he's gonna get to 10. No way. That would be a record.
Six!
Now, watch this. The leech pod falls away from his raw and abused little dick, and... Oh, yeah. The rough tendrils, they go right into his pee hole. They're looking for more seed. Oh, fuck. If he can't come anymore, they're gonna go straight to the source. And by that, I mean those pathetic little grapes inside that tiny bag dangling between his legs. Ooh, fuck. It sounds like the paralysis is starting to wear off. I sure hope your friend doesn't just rip those tendrils out of his. Oh, they've got thorns on them now. Ooh, fuck. Even if he listened to me, it's too late anyway. We're entering the third phase of the attack. If you dare, keep an eye on his scrotum to see those two bulging tomatoes. I think he's taking my Oddish much more seriously now. Look at him trying to run away with those grapefruits swinging between his legs. I'm sure he always wanted bigger balls, but not like this. Now they're almost the size of melons. His floppy little twig looks even tinier by comparison. It's so cute. As the plant consumes the liquefied remains of his testicles, it's gonna keep growing. And it's gonna expand inside his nutsack until... Oh! Gardening is always so messy. Well, it looks like Team Rocket's almost out of competitors. After you, I guess I'll have to find a new hobby. Which is a bummer, because frankly, I really enjoyed training my Pokemon to mangle those disgusting things men carry between their legs. So, you're the last to enter my arena. As such, I've saved something very, very special for you. The best for last. Go on, get in there. That's right, my most powerful Pokemon is a Hypno. Not really what you'd expect from a gym leader, right? You see, the real danger isn't that Hypno would grind your disgusting cock and balls into a red little smear, like I've done with your friends. It's that Hypno can channel my thoughts and anger to convince you to see things my way. But wait, it gets better. With confusion, I can let you feel the pain of destroying your pathetic little eggs while also feeling the pleasure of obeying me. Oh, how's that for irony? Who am I? Why should you obey me? Come on, did you really forget?
Ever since you shoved that disgusting
thing in my face,
I swore that one day I would destroy it.
And when you forced it inside me,
I swore I would take those precious little cock and balls of yours.
Yeah, take them.
Yours
and the balls of people like you. People who overpower and violate the weak.
But you know what? With those vulnerable things still attached between your legs,
guess who's the weak one here?
Guess.
Hypno, do your thing.
So, why don't you do me a favor? Take your own scrotum in your hands. Feel how thin and velvety the skin is.
Thin and velvety. Velvety.
Feel your precious, sensitive little balls.
Tiny little balls.
Rolling around inside.
Tiny little balls.
Rolling between your fingers.
Rolling around inside.
Tiny little balls. Think of how easy it would be for me to dig my nails into the underside and split the bag open.
Split the bag open.
Then I would reach in with a finger and yank out those worthless
testicles.
Tiny little balls. Let them fall out and dangle between your thighs.
Dangle between your thighs.
Suspended by their cords.
Suspended by their cords.
Suspended.
Suspended.
Suspended. And now.
Now.
Now I'm here for your dick. When I look at your pathetic
little pecker.
Disgusting. That tiny member.
Tiny.
So tiny. Hanging limp and vulnerable between your legs.
Disgusting.
I feel this all-consuming urge to destroy it, to crush your gross little worm,
to snap
your skinny little twig. Its mere existence in this world fills me with such anger. That I want to tear it apart with my nails. Tear it. Step on it.
Skinny little twig.
Smash it.
Crush it into nothing.
Crush
it into nothing.
Nothing. I want you to feel this anger that I feel.
Anger!
Destroy it. And now,
you
do what
I want to do.
You want this. You want to be destroyed.
Destroyed.
Destroyed. Remember. Hypnosis can make you continue to play through the pain.
Through the pain.
Through the pain. I want to see you pop. Your own exposed
pop.
Testicles
pop
like little sacks of yolk, so you feel the sensation of their warm insides oozing through your fingers. Not only will you do it for me,
for me.
This was your idea.
Your idea.
This was your idea all along.
Crush.
You're doing the world and yourself a favor. By getting rid of these disgusting, worthless genitals.
Completely worthless.
Squeeze.
Crush.
Disgusting. With your tattered stump and now empty sack, you won't feel
urges
anymore. The urge to fuck and violate those weaker than you.
Fuck. I need it.
Fuck.
Squeeze. Crush.
Harder. Crush. Finished. Gone.
Oh my god, did he pass out? Does that mean I've won? Am I still the reigning gym champion? Oh, this is everything I ever wanted. Oh, well, of course you're still awake. You must be thinking, how can it hurt this much? But I'm still here clutching my ruined bits like a little boy who just got his dick eviscerated. Well, I'm sorry to say, but it's all been a bad dream. a nightmare, actually. That's the move I trained my hypno to specialize in. Nightmare. Ever heard of it? Yeah, everything. The fights. All that. That was the effect of a nightmare. None of it actually happened. The real thing? The true match in the arena? It's about to begin. That nightmare was just a taste. So you should probably get ready, huh? Hypno, you may stop using nightmare on our guest now. You did a really good job. It was really effective. Oh, wow. It must have been really cramped in that Pokeball. You look a little disoriented. And you probably don't know where you are, do you? Since you're Rocket's head honcho, I'll be nice and I'll tell you.